Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
The sweater wrapped around his neck like a model, like Rick Martel. Remember Rick Martel,
yes,
the model?
Of course.
Jeez.
Tom Thibodeau has been fired, relieved of his duties yesterday. And instead of just rehashing what we said at 10 a.m. BT, because we're not going to be able to do that the same way that we did it with the passion and fire at 10 a.m. In case you missed it, check it out on the free Odyssey app. Let's try to spin it forward a little bit here, because there are layers that we still haven't gotten to yet. The first and foremost would be, okay, well, we know that Tibbs is out. Now, I think it's a major mistake that the Knicks made this move. You obviously like this move, think that it's the right thing for them to do. We agree that Leon Rose was the majority of the reason why this move was made, meaning that it wasn't Dolan, Menling.
Wasn't forced on him.
Yeah, well, exactly. Okay, so now, do we trust Leon Rose would be one question that I would have to ask here.
Mm-hmm.
And the second, and maybe a bigger part of this, because I do trust Leon Rose, but to what extent, we'll find out here with who he hires. Maybe the more important part is it the right move to make in spite of your star player being a backer and believer in the head coach that you just dismissed?
Okay, that's why one of the things that we were talking about before the show, there's so many layers here, and I would have to think that one of the layers would be, I don't mean ask Jalen's permission, but did they throw it by him? Hey, we're thinking about doing this. Whomever they view as the absolute leadership of the team, and I'm sure it's Brunson and Hart, and just to gauge their opinions. Now, it's further complicated by the presence of Jalen's dad. And if there's a new staff, which there probably will be with a new head coach, if that head coach has the autonomy required that most good coaches have, does he want to keep his dad around? I don't know.
Well, probably because you don't want to upset your star player.
Well, right? Then that's also fundamentally wrong. I mean, I don't really know what Rick Brunson does. I mean, no disrespect. I don't know what he does. He's the top assistant, and there's a lot of people much more connected to me in the NBA that really wonder what he does, except, you know, cheer and yell. And I don't know the answer to that, but that's something they've got to resolve. I trust Leon Rose. I do think that this is his move for sure. I do think that it's risky, although I would do it as well. But I also know that if it does not show early returns of being favorable, now Leon Rose's seat is in flames, and he's got to understand that.
And that's why I said what I said about this is the beginning of a potentially disastrous situation, why it could be a major mistake, because once you make a move like this, if you don't hit, it could go sideways real quick. And now all of a sudden you had two guys. Let's just say Leon Rose hires Johnny Bryant, which, by the way, I think would be a major mistake. I don't know anything about Johnny Bryant. He hasn't been a head coach, so how can we? We know he worked his way up. We know the familiarity, the assistant coach, all those different things. But if you make this type of move for a championship, that is their singular mission, you better hire somebody with some experience. We went over some of the names before. Udoka, I'd be okay with. Ime Udoka, Jason Kidd, and I would want Jeff Van Gundy, even though that's not going to happen. But let's say they go inexperienced with Johnny Bryant, and it doesn't work out. Well, now what? Now you're right. Leon Rose is going to be in the line of fire. And then we go from a situation where Rose and Tibbs, who built this team, this organization, back up to relevancy, sustained success, would both be out, and you're back to square one trying to find people who can build a sustained winner. That's why I don't like making a move like that.
I get it, but I'm not afraid of that. Not that I'm not aware of it as a possibility, but I would rather tempt fate and understand, because it's very easy to remember what it was like being a Knicks fan for a long time, but it was not fun. And that's a roll of the dice. There's a calculation there on my part, but I am not afraid, or I would not allow that to paralyze my mind from making a move that I think is better. Now, we saw this. The easy example here is obviously Buck to Joe Torre, all right? But I think a better one might be Mark Jackson to Steve Kerr. You know, Mark Jackson Golden State was kind of like the Knicks were before Tom Thibodeau came here. They were an absolute, look at their records, they were terrible. And he brought accountability. He had young Steph, he had young Clay, whatever. Monte Ellis, I think, was still there. Some other players that wound up getting rerouted quickly. But the point is that Mark Jackson brought them to a point way beyond, like, respectful and competitive. And the thought in the building was that he was not a next-level championship coach. He hasn't been hired since.
Yeah, but don't you think that's because about the religion?
I do. I was going to go there. I don't think it's as much basketball-related. Right. I do think he had an issue with the owner, Lacob. I think it was a homophobic remark or some intimation.
Oh, I thought it was religious. I didn't realize that.
But I think it was based. I don't want to get into weeds on this, but especially if I'm not 100% correct. But it was a religious belief based on what I just said. Something like that. And he has not been hired since. So, but Steve Kerr was not a head coach. Like, he came in from the broadcast booth. He was a GM. You know, he ran the show in Phoenix. But there's always risks. You've got to trust your basketball people. And I do hear, and the one thing that I feel better about, like, because I got my answer on James Dolan. One thing we didn't know, there was always this fear, if the Knicks get this thing cooking, is he just going to, you know, start getting his fingerprints on it and making it a mess again like it was when they were bad? And I think that he has earned now this is a complete reset mentally for many of us. I think James Dolan's earned the right for us to now say, when it proves viable, James Dolan stays out of the way. So I don't think it will get back as bad as it once was, because I think that now he's learned and he's become a better owner.
Right, but it starts with firing somebody that was successful. Like, it's one thing to move on from somebody who say, okay, I would have been okay with this if it were definitive that Tibbs was the problem. There was a roadblock here. He was not maximizing what the Knicks have. I do not believe that that is the case. They are looking into the future, anticipating, proactively saying that they believe Tibbs is not the guy. But I look at this team, and it's different than Golden State, because to me, there is a clear weakness with the two stars that Leon Rose has, with Jalen Brunson and Karl Anthony Towns. And if I'm going to side with the stars, I'm going to side with Jalen Brunson. And if anything, the Knicks and Leon Rose with this move with Thibodeau have sided with Karl Anthony Towns. This is about Karl Anthony Towns and trying to accommodate him or get a coach that could coach him and maximize what Cat brings to the table. That to me is just at the core wrong. I don't believe there is a coach out there that can turn Karl Anthony Towns into a winning basketball player.
I probably agree with that, but I got to try it, because I've seen that it's not going to work with Tom Thibodeau. He was not able to get through to him in Minnesota. Get through with him here, or get through to him here, pardon me. So, listen, I'm not a big believer in change for change's sake. I think a lot of people make that mistake, and not just in sports, but in life. Like, they change something up because they think it's going to be better, and they don't really evaluate both sides of what can happen when you make that change. Like, let me just change it. I got to change something. Let me change something. Well, that's not what I'm doing. I'm changing it because I believe the limitations for Tom Thibodeau are too apparent to ignore any longer for me, while also incorporating the very real risk that they could possibly take a step back. That's a risk I'm willing to take.
BT and Sal on the Fan. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Corey is in Edison, New Jersey. What's up, Corey?
Hey, fellas. So for me, today is not the day for this trust in Leon talk, right? It's not just that they fired Tibbs, because, like you guys have pointed out, Tibbs didn't do an amazing job. He's not some amazing coach. But the fact is a year... If you go back a year from now, Leon trusted Tibbs enough to give him an extension, right? So now he's coming back and saying, oh, well, you know, I'm firing him after a year. So why does he get that trust when a year ago he thought that he was his guy? And now he's basically, you have the optic of him paying him to go away, right? And I would say, BT, if our Jets did this, we'd be saying, oh, same old Jets, that's dysfunctional, right? And now it's, for some reason, when Leon does it, he gets this grace, like, oh, like that's a really bad optic. It really is. Thanks, guys.
Well, it's a bad optic, but it doesn't mean that it's the wrong move. Things could appear one way, and then they could be proven to be ultimately right down the road. What complicates this discussion is there's not a Knicks fan that doesn't appreciate the sweat equity and the success and the commitment. I said, you know, you're right, we can't recreate the energy. The Open was just that. You have to listen. The Open was ridiculous. I mean, it was fire. Check it out. I'm not going to just do it again just to do it. It was real then. I'm going to just say it differently now. I can't have more respect for the man. I just simply can't. And he is a Knick for life. Tom Thibodeau, for me, goes down as a great Knick. Like, was John Starks a better Knick necessarily than Tom Thibodeau? I mean, it's not apples to apples, but you can make the case that maybe Tom Thibodeau was actually more successful. Like, that's what complicates this. I understand that. But Tom Thibodeau, I really thought he was embarrassed this past series. I thought he was thoroughly outcoached. I heard with Coach, respectfully, what Coach mm-hmm. Pitino told us. If you got an hour or so ago, you guys missed that Free Odyssey app. Phenomenal. Don't necessarily agree with everything Coach said, but that's fine. We looked woefully outmatched in the Eastern Conference Finals, coach versus coach, and I don't want to see that again.
I think both can be true. I can look at it and say Tibbs did not have a good series against the Pacers and Carlisle, which I believe is true, and I can give you reasons for that. Game 2 was the first one. Forget about Game 1, which I'm not blaming Tibbs. I'm blaming the players for that epic collapse. But Game 2, to have Karl Anthony Towns on the bench in the fourth quarter does not make sense. And maybe that was a part, and I started thinking about this on the way in today. Not that Tibbs would purposely do this. I don't know him well enough to say this, but after the collapse in Game 1, maybe he saw the writing on the wall saying, we're in trouble this series, and that might mean that I'm in trouble. Mm-hmm. And here's my way of sending a message. Your superstar that you brought into my team that was successful before his arrival is the problem here, and I'm going to keep him on the bench in Game 2. Now, they ended up losing that game. We know what happened the rest of the series. I would also say that the fact that he was reluctantly going to his bench, it took him until Game 3 of the Eastern Conference Finals to go to the bench, and there's reasons why I believe he did that. I don't think those players are any good, but the fact that they came in and gave quality minutes would also, to me, be a negative in his
evaluation
in that series, yes, because he should have done it sooner. He should have had the foresight to say, I'm going to need some, even though I don't trust these guys, I'm going to need some minutes out of these guys. So there were a couple of different things in there with Tom Thibodeau in the Pacers series alone. That, to me, though, is not warranted getting fired after all that he did for the team. And when I believe the primary reason why they lost the series was not because of his coaching, it was because of Karl Anthony Towns.
Well, and think about this.
And Brunson.
And Brunson. Yeah, he's got to fall on the sword a little bit. The turnovers were alarming. The defense was deplorable. There's no doubt about it. Cat's the easy figure because of Jalen's equity here with Knick fans. There's no doubt. But no, Jalen's got to get hit a little bit, and he has been respectfully on the show. So I the other thing that jumps out to me, too, is you talk about emotion. So there's the basketball stuff, and then there's the emotional stuff. And if I'm Leon Rose, is it possible that when I see my prized offseason, along with Bridges, but my prized offseason acquisition rotting on the bench in Game 2, is that going to bother me? That's a reflection on me. So maybe what was once an amazing relationship was compromised a little bit there. So that could be one strike in the personal vendetta column, and vendetta strong, but right. You know what I mean. President.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Versus head coach. And then the other thing, when you call in Tom Thibodeau and you ask about the bench, and, and basically when he finally plays them, you and I could disagree on how good the bench is, but the bench at the very bare minimum proved to be viable. And if I'm Leon Rose, I'm sitting there saying, dude, we gave you a better bench than you depicted all year. You used them because you had to, and they were actually pretty useful players. So that's on you for not figuring that out.
See, I don't think the players are good, but the argument to me would be, why did it take you till game three of the Eastern Conference Finals to use your bench at all? If you feel like you have to use them in game three of the Eastern Conference Finals, you should have used them at some point sooner than that.
Bingo, but you know
I'm just saying that so I agree with that. I disagree that the players are good. I think
I'm not going to change your mind on that. You're not going to change my mind. I get that. We see that differently. But I also think that the reason why it took to game three is because the one word that has really followed him around, I think it reared its ugly head, and that word has been stubborn. And what another word for code word for stubborn, inability or unwillingness to adapt. And he did it in Chicago, he did it with the T-Wolves, and he did it with the Knicks. Ride, a 6-7-man rotation, and he does it everywhere he's been. So why would we think it would change next year? I don't, hence one of the many reasons, even though I really do respect him, I am absolutely fine, and I completely agree with the firing.
Dante's calling from East Brunswick. What's up, Dante?
Hey, what's up, fellas? And BT, I usually, see eye to eye with you on a lot of stuff, but I couldn't think, you're more wrong on the tips thing. And you said a couple of things earlier that I just thought were nuts.
Talk to me. What do you got? Let's hear it.
Yeah, the fact that Tibbs didn't, or he doesn't, develop talent. Like, even going back to Jimmy Butler, some of the comments he made, about his career, and obviously Julius most improved with JB and quickly getting 175, even Deuce, second-round pick, becoming a good player. I think he really does develop. He might do it a different way, but he does. And then the second thing was about the bench. I mean, we're talking about DeLon Wright, who's been on 10 teams in 10 years. Shamit's been on 7 teams in 6 years. I mean, these guys are, they are what they are. A couple minutes at the beginning of the second, a couple minutes at the beginning of the fourth. I don't think, I think we're overstating how big of a role they could have played. And then, the last thing was he's a guy that can't win a championship until he wins a championship. Like, when you look at Malone, he was a coach for the Nuggets for 11 years, and 8 years until he was hearing the same thing. They couldn't get over the hump.
He's 20 years younger. But he's 20 years younger than Tom Thibodeau.
Yeah, but he also had a great player.
But he's only been here. He's only been
so
here.
So does
five
Tom
years.
Thibodeau.
Not to that level.
Brunson's top 10. Go ahead, bud.
Look at the 5 years he's been here, though. It's been a gradual, improvement. I think the bench, we needed some more depth this season. And I think if they were just to upgrade the roster and bring it back, I don't think there's a reason why we couldn't have got to this point. Yep. With Thibodeau's in the building, you're going to win 47 to 52 games.
Yep.
Have a shot in the second round. Be prepared.
Yep.
He got out-coached by Carlisle and Spoelstra. Guess what? Johnny Bryan or whoever, they're going to get out-coached by Carlisle. Those are two great coaches. Those are the guys he's lost to when he's been here.
Dante, I hear you. Dante, listen, you're making sense. Honestly, it's a good call. You lay it out well. I hear you. I feel you. But you left out one thing. You talk about, you're going to win 50 games, 48 games, 50 games, get to this point. Yeah, you're right. There's no check. And then you're going to lose to a team that you were favored to beat in a round where you also had home court advantage. And during that series, all Knicks fans who love basketball and know basketball are going to sit back and say, well, why the hell didn't you do this? And why the hell didn't you do that? And I'm tired of asking the question because I don't think we're going to get the answer. You know, we talk, when you hear the name Landry Shamet, right? Now, I'm not going to go nuts on Shamet, but people say, and I get it, like, this Landry Shamet. I was saying that to an extent, too. Yeah. To an extent.
I mean, he's not going to be back.
I would bring him back. Either way, right? I'd give him a go. You know. Either way, if I said to you, hey, Sal, anybody, Les Calder, Dante, hey, you know what, guys? Man, if the Knicks only had a guy who had a little size and can shoot, I don't know, 39% from three and had some defensive chops, man, wouldn't that make the series different? They did! His name is Shamet! So just because you guys don't know the name or respect the name or whatever doesn't mean they didn't have that guy. And that's one of my biggest pushbacks. Like, I know we're so wrapped up in name recognition. I get it.
It's not name recognition. It's that he's not good.
Says who?
If BT, he's not. So it says Tom Thibodeau, says Rick Pitino.
Well, that's why Tom Thibodeau's fired partially. Well,
okay, but the guy won 50 games. He's built the Knicks back up. I take his word over anybody else's. Rick Pitino also said the same thing. Not Shamet specifically, but that the bench wasn't good enough. I watch with my own eyes the Pacers bench. Those guys know what they're doing. They're good, useful players. Landry Shamet was He's like a C-minus player at best.
Listen, I can't prove this, but I feel pretty good saying if Landry Shamet was on the Pacers, he would have been one of the guys kicking our asses this past series. I mean, when you say that Shamet's not good, can I ask you a couple questions?
Yeah.
Number one, does he have a little defensive acumen?
A little.
Okay. Yeah. He's got a little more than a little, but at least you grant me a little. Yeah. Can he shoot?
I don't think so.
He's 39% career from three.
Yeah.
So the answer is yes.
Well, what's he
and he's not 6 foot one like the point guard is. He's got good size. He wants to play D. Remember when he stole the ball from McConnell baseline? TJ McConnell floats the baseline like somebody working the tightrope at the circus. And when they play, he just never gets stopped back and forth. He's the one guy who stopped him.
Now, let me ask you, if the numbers are so good, why isn't Landry Shamet a starter?
Sal, that I can't answer. I can't answer that.
Well, I can. He's not good enough.
But that's not a... I mean, I don't know the... I'm not saying he should start. All I'm saying is, we're sitting here saying, man, if the Knicks had one more shooter, man, if the Knicks had one more defender. They did! His name is Landry Shamet.
See, I don't think it has anything to do with the actual players on the bench. You could get on him for not using the bench. I believe he didn't use the bench because the players weren't good enough.
Yeah.
But that at least is a good argument when he did eventually go to the bench in Game 3 of the Eastern Conference Finals. Can't not use him all year long and then go to him in the biggest time of the year.
And it looks worse when they play well for you when you do go to him.
Well, I mean, did
they looked awful.
Did DeLon Wright play well?
Based on the plus-minus?
Yes. Yeah, but again, the plus-minus. What about the plus-minus? Can't shoot! Well, good God, a basketball player that can't shoot, you're trying to win a championship. I mean, campaign was supposed to be the backup point guard. He can't get on the floor because he's all over the place.
What does that tell you about Tom Thibodeau? Tom Thibodeau had more faith in campaign, whose shot selection is absurd, and his aversion to defense is pathetic. He actually willingly chose him over a guy who shoots 39% from downtown and plays defense in Shamet.
You say 39%. 38.5%,
whatever it is.
Last year it was 33%.
What's his career? What's Shamet's career?
38.5%.
Okay, 38.5% goes up to 39. You round it off. Anything over 0.5, it's 39%. Like I said, we did this the other day. Right. This is not me just pulling Landry Shamet out of my ass today. I've been talking about Landry Shamet for a while.
Yeah, and I don't understand why.
Because he's good.
He sucks. He's Landry Shamet. It's about Carl Anthony Towns. Dude, it's Landry Shamet. Like, he's you make it sound like he's irreplaceable. Keep bench piece. He's a scrub. I hate even to say that.
Come on. That is offensive to him. He's not a scrub, and you know that.
Oh, my God.
I don't know that you do.
He started 97 games in his career. He's been in the league since 2018. It's not about Landry Shamet. He's terrible. He's a big piece.
Look what we're yelling at. But
why not Carl Anthony Towns? Why can't we talk about him or Mikal Bridges?
I said the other day, get his fat ass in shape.
Okay.
I said he's slow, he's sloppy, and he's soft. I hit Cat. I said either Tibbs or Cat's got to be gone.
Right.
Tibbs is fired. I told you, Bridges, I don't know if he's got a good heart. I mean, I've hit the other pieces. I'm just getting to the secondary layers. And one of the reasons, that I'm okay with the coach getting fired is because a guy that I think could have helped them and a guy that you think is a scrub actually did help them, and he didn't play him enough. For the Yankees last night, a nice tidy 3-2 win. Bombers get it done. So now 15 over .500, but as you look at the middle of the order, 2, 3, 4, 5 spot, and this is encouraging. They didn't do a whole lot last night. They were 1 for 14. Belly the lone hit, but they still get the win. Rodon, phenomenal. I don't really love seeing Devin Williams get touched up for run of the ninth as the closer, but they do win 3-2 in the back-to-back home runs from the 6th and the 7th hole, taking over for the meat of the order, which had an uncharacteristically quiet night. Jazz and Volpe, Jazz back, goes yard, Volpe goes yard to left field. So the Yankees with a good win despite the meat of the order being a little quiet. So when you're looking for the meat for your order, choose Boar's Head, committed to craft since 1905.
BT and Sal on the fans. Get back to the phone. Talking Tom Thibodeau and Landry Shamet. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Limo driver Ed, been a while. How are you, limo driver Ed? Is in Pennsylvania.
All right, guys, all right. You know, making that money, trying to do what I got to do. But listen, on Tibbs, that whole, team that's going to be back, the coaches, they all got to go. I don't care if Bronson's daddy's there or not. Whoever comes in needs to bring his own staff. Daddy's got to go, okay? It's enough that he's holding his boy's hand too much. Time to go. Time to get another team in there, you know, another coach's staff, and, you know, get things right. Because let me tell you, Tibbs' job was to win a championship. He was here for 5 years, gentlemen. He didn't do it.
Yep.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coach in any other league, any other player, okay, they would have been gone too. No matter what sport you're playing.
Hold on. We agree, but I'll give you one example to the contrary. Aaron Boone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, well, that's how the Yankees do. You know what I mean, but other teams don't do it that way. And you know, to tell you the truth about it, hey man, it's time to go. Let's see if we can get somebody in there. I don't understand the situation. Is you got to get your bench better. If we had a better bench, we probably could have won. We blew game one, okay? But it is Tibbs' job, because on game one, when you see things are getting out of hand, call a timeout.
Yep.
Slow things down.
Yeah.
Tell the guys, stop shooting so fast. Slow it down. and he didn't do that. He sat there with that stupid face. We
well, I mean, come on.
I want to hear about it. Come on, limo driver.
Ed, and thank you for the call.
Like a personal now.
Usually a pleasant person, but that's not very nice.
Yeah, stupid face.
I can't wait to see who they hire next, and we're going to see how much better he is than Tibbs. We're going to find out. I trust the resume of Tibbs more than I do the next guy. I like the idea of Udoku from Houston.
Yeah.
And remember, he probably would still be in Boston if not for the transgressions that he had.
Yeah, off the court with...
And then we go that... Well, you're right. He was cheating on his wife. Yeah. Who was... what's her name? I love her.
I don't know her name. She a singer?
No. Come on.
Actress?
Nia Long.
Okay.
Nia Long. Yeah, I love Nia Long. I think he was cheating on his wife with somebody in the building, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, that was pretty much the story.
Yeah, and is that the guy that... James Dolan's going to bring into his building.
If he's a better coach, bring him in.
I know, but...
What, are we going to start judging people now like that? Come on, nobody would have jobs.
With the issues the Knicks had...
There are a few people.
I'm saying, with the issues the Knicks had back then...
Going back in the day with, like, the lawsuits...
Well, it was a big thing.
I'm not minimizing. Yeah. No, I know exactly. I was working there. I remember it well. I can't answer that question. I don't know. I think James Dolan's in the business at this point of hiring somebody who he thinks... Or allowing Leon Rose to hire somebody he thinks will be... better and an upgrade than Tom Thibodeau. And that's not going to be that easy because even I fully acknowledge Tom Thibodeau's a very good coach.
The Aaron Boone example is a great one. The Yankees fired Joe Girardi after Game 7 of the ALCS. Prior to last season, they haven't been back beyond that point. This was 2018, off the 2017 season, 2018. It's now 2025.
Yeah.
And not only that, so now, just last year was the first year that Boone took them further than Girardi did. Now it's okay. Well, he didn't win a championship. So at what point, I'm like, are we just going to ride it out with Boone for how many more years now before he wins a World Series? And is that the right thing? Like, I don't think that it's Boone's fault. I think that it's the player's fault.
I think it's more Cashman's fault. I've always said that with the roster.
But then why is it different with Tom Thibodeau and Leon Rose?
I don't know. It's a different organization.
Well,
so
I agree with you that it's more Cashman and the players than it is Aaron Boone. But I also say the same thing about the Knicks. It's more the players. And Leon Rose for bringing in those players than it is the head coach.
I don't. Only because, now I'm not saying that Aaron Boone never makes a mistake, but I think Tom Thibodeau's shortcomings as a coach, well, let me start over. It's not like I watch Aaron Boone at all, and I think I'm watching a manager play a game or try to win a game with a style that I think most people view as antiquated. I just think we look at it too many times. They don't have the horses.
You think he had a good World Series?
No, not amazing, but he got him there.
I mean, you could argue blue game one, which...
Yeah, no, I did, and I got on the air, did not like the Cortez move at all. Somebody went and threw a pitch, and I did not like the Cortez move at all. And I said that. This is not to exonerate Aaron for every mistake. He's not perfect. Obviously, he hasn't won a championship yet. But I don't watch Aaron and say, my God, he's not going to evolve, he's not going to do this. Like, I watch Tom Thibodeau, and I say, geez, there's just... It's like, all right, it's the NBA on NBC. The theme is coming back. Good, because he tries to coach like it's still 1996.
Yeah, but it's worked.
Not enough for me and not enough for them.
Mike is calling from Red Bank, New Jersey. What's up, Mike?
Oh, my God. I had to take notes just so I could have my thoughts together for this. BT, you are way off. You are way off.
With?
Number one, you just got done saying that Thibodeau doesn't adjust with the league. Tell me about his coaching in Houston. Tell me about his coaching with the Bulls. He was a defensive first coach. Mm-hmm. By the way, how did he do with the Bulls when Derrick Rose, arguably at the time the best player in the league, goes out for more than a season? Did he not keep that team with a winning record?
Yeah, I'm not saying he's not a good coach.
That's not phenomenal coaching.
He's
You're
good.
Telling me that's not phenomenal coaching. So
it's very
the guy
good.
Who
All
went
right.
from arguably the best defensive coach in the league has evolved to the current style of play, which the Knicks were playing, and they were pretty damn good at it. All
hold
right?
on, Mike. Hold now. On. Now, hold on, Mike. We got to have a conversation here. You can check me all you want. That's fine. I'm down for it. But the greatest defensive coach in the league could not stop a pick and roll, could not prevent a layup, could not defend the stripe. What are you talking
Listen,
about?
You can't flip a switch on and off. If you're asking a guy to evolve with the league, which is exactly what he did by becoming a more offensive coach, by having a more...
You like the offensive sets that Tom Thibodeau rolls out? Here's the offensive set. Yo, Jalen, go get 40. You like that?
I'm not saying it's the way to win a championship, but what you said by him not evolving with the league is completely wrong.
I disagree.
He has evolved with the league.
I don't. I don't even want to say this, but I'm going to say this. He's a dinosaur. Yeah. He's not growing anymore.
I can't disagree with you more. The man has shown that he's evolved with the league by playing defense, not having the team play the same level of defense. Now,
I still think defense is going to win championships. That's the way to go. But clearly the league is moving in a different direction when the average score is probably 125 a game.
Okay.
Which it's not 89 a game anymore.
You think they played well against the Pacers? Mike, do you think they played well against the Pacers? Honestly, defensively.
I think there were a few fatal flaws. 1,000%. I was screaming at the TV watching the game with my son that they needed to waste the clock in game one with 5 minutes on the clock.
Okay, that's coaching.
So yeah, I'm not saying it in retrospect. I'm saying it in real time. I'm screaming at them, start wasting the clock, start wasting the clock, because you could see them chipping away little by little. All right, number one. Number two.
Oh, is it his fault OG Anunoby couldn't hit a free throw? I mean, if OG Anunoby hits a free throw, Mike, and thank you for the call. If OG Anunoby hits a free throw next game, we'll win game one, probably the series, and maybe Tom Thibodeau's still the head coach. Now, I would respect it more if they did what the Yankees did with Girardi to Boone, saying that basically the Yankees' mind was made up. Regardless of how far they went in 2017, Joe Girardi was moving on.
But why was their mind? That's important.
Yeah, they didn't believe that he was the guy to maximize the players or Gary Sanchez or whatever.
And personality stuff. He did not kiss the ass of the young players, which, by the way, I respected. He was not really into the analytics. He was very rigid. He was not open to the input as much.
Right.
He got fired because he didn't fit, rightly or wrongly, what they perceive to be right, and they're the bosses.
Right.
It's their team.
Well, and I mean, they just got back to a World Series, but it's not like Boone has won a World Series or multiple World Series. They just got to one last year, finally.
Yeah.
With Joe Girardi, they went to Game 7 of the ALCS in 2017.
They weren't
back to that point or further than that point until last year. So maybe the same thing could happen with Tibbs here. But I also think we're talking about two different things. The reason why the Knicks did not defend well is because they don't have good defensive players with Brunson and Towns on the floor together. It's as simple as that. I also think that their best defensive players, Bridges and Anunoby, did not have a great series either.
I agree, but that's only part of it. Like, no one's going to get up here and say that Karl Anthony Towns can squat and spend 3 hours a day on a treadmill, and he could take steroids if he wants. He's never going to be an elite athlete. He is physically...
Yeah, but he could get in physical...
He could get stronger and tighten up, but I mean, he's never going to, like, laterally, the burst, the explosion, it's never going to be there. And same with Jalen's never going to grow. Jalen's never going to get a lot quicker.
I'm with you.
I'm actually agreeing with that point. Their problems are so...
Right.
I exonerated Tom a little bit there. My issue, and again, this is weedsy, it's so boring on the radio, but, I mean, you have Karl Anthony Towns dropping into drop coverage when he can't do it. I saw stubbornness. I just did. And the last caller, and I respect him pushing back. I really do. He disagrees. That's fine. I know there's really another side here. But he just told us he's screaming at the TV for them to slow it down in game one. Whose responsibility is it to get the team to slow it down? It's the coach. Call the timeout or go, Jalen, whoa, put your hands up, tap the brakes, kill some clock. That's the coach.
Yeah, I still think it was mainly the players, but I mean, look, we could disagree on them all day long. Knicks made the decision, and now we're going to find out if somebody can come in and utilize Karl Anthony Towns better. To me, that's what it comes down to. Tibbs proved that he can coach this team up, maximize the team's talent, not this iteration of the team, but in years prior, maximize what this Knicks team could do. He proved he could turn Jalen Brunson into a star player. He did not have a great series, although they did get to an Eastern Conference Finals in a year where he didn't even have his best defensive player all year long, in a year where I don't think he had a good bench to utilize. Whether he should have used it more or not, that's a different argument. I don't think the bench was very good, and I don't think the roster was constructed perfectly to fit the pieces together well. And even with that year, without Mitchell Robinson, with losing Jalen Brunson, they still went to the Eastern Conference Finals. They still won 50 games and went to the Eastern Conference Finals. So I would have given it one more year to see what he could do with this version of the team. They're betting that no matter how many more years he had, he wasn't going to be able to figure out with this group. That, to me, then is on specifically Karl Anthony Towns. You want to throw in Bridges? Sure. But it's on those two players. So now they got to find a coach who can maximize those two players.
I got a question for you coming up. It has not even been brought up yet today. Okay. I'm going to flip it by you coming up.
All right, write it down so we don't forget. Phoenix Suns are hiring Cleveland Cavaliers assistant.
Nah, bye-bye, Bryant.
Jordan Ott.
Oh,
Jordan Ott, he will be the franchise next head coach. This is according to Shams. Ott has been in the NBA an assistant since 2012. Strong background of offensive and defensive creativity, player development, and communication. So, obviously, as Bryant was rumored to be one of the top choices there, I guess, this would now even more connect the dots to potentially him being with the Knicks. But one job is off the board. Jordan Ott, a different Cavaliers assistant, going there.
Well, I mean, listen, because he's gone, I'm not so sure. Maybe there's a way to, from the Cavaliers, not that I care, but maybe they can you know, give Johnny some more money, maybe increase the role, and maybe there's a job he's got his eye on more than the Knicks. Who knows? But I just, you're going to hear Bryant, you're going to hear Kidd, you're going to hear Udoka, you're going to hear Jay Wright. I don't think they'll go the college route, but you're going to hear Jay.
I don't even know if you're going to hear Jay Wright.
I think you'll hear a little.
We've heard that it's not happening, so why are we going to continue to talk about it? Like,
well, we talked about Malone. That's not going to happen either.
Yeah, but I mean, at least to me, that seems more realistic. I don't think it's going to happen based on some of the stuff that I've heard. But Jay Wright does not want the job. Like,
I don't think he does either.
So then we're just doing it because like it sounds nice. Like, I
want the Villanova connection.
Yeah.
That's really the reason.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But if he doesn't want the job...
Well, I mean, I don't think he wants to jump into the rigors of coaching. I think he's very content in doing TV. I don't know. But when I say we're going to hear Jay Wright, I mean more from people, not necessarily those who are making the decision. I just think you're going to get a lot of Jay Wright because, quite frankly, it's a lazy name. Oh, Villanova connection. Yeah, right. He won championships. Jay Wright doesn't have a job. He almost wanted the Sixers job. Knicks job is open. Jay Wright coach. Well, I don't think it's that simple. So I don't think it's going to happen. You might hear a little Mark Jackson. That's not going to happen. I would probably say, right, like if I had to bet money, I'm going to say Bryant. I said that yesterday in my video too. Johnny Bryant. I do think Kidd and Udoka. I did not say that yesterday, but it seems like that's fairly viable. And those are the three names I think are probably the most traction early. But we'll see. One thing I do know is they have a plan. There's no way they woke up, fired Tom Thibodeau, and now said, "Hey, what do we do?" That's not the way World Wide West or certainly Leon Rose operate. They've got their plan.
And they're going to be swinging big.
Yes, that's the word on the street.
And Begley said yesterday that experience would be a part of it. Mm-hmm. And that would, to me, not be Johnny Bryant. It can't be Johnny Bryant. Like, come on, dude. The appeal there is the unknown. A first-time head coach under these circumstances in New York can't be him. I would think it's going to be Kidd or Udoka. If I had to bet money, I would bet on one of those two.
I'd probably go a little bit more on Bryant, but not a ton. I'm not really incredibly confident it's him. I think it could be. We'll see, obviously. All right, you ready for the question?
Yeah.
So, the general consensus going into this playoff run, after a grueling, I remember Ian was saying this, we had Ian on during the year, there were always little whispers about Tom Thibodeau's, you know, absolute future with the Knicks, even with the extension. The Bridges minute thing popped up. You had to snuff out that little controversy, which he did. But this was a far than less perfect, even though they won 50-plus games, blah, 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 and gave us a lot of wins and fun moments. They couldn't beat the good teams, everything that we hit. So there was a little smoke about maybe Tom not going to be back. Now, when they won a grueling, more grueling than expected series against the Pistons, the general consensus was, well, if they get smoked by the Boston Celtics, as many of us thought that they would, all bets are off. Then Tom Thibodeau, there is a good chance he will be replaced. That was a fair statement?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if we thought that he could, should, or possibly would be fired by losing to a better team, the defending champions, why can we say he shouldn't have been fired when he lost to a team he was supposed to beat with home court advantage?
Because it wasn't his fault.
What?
Because it wasn't his fault. You're saying that why should we be up in arms about Tibbs getting fired when he lost to a team that he was supposed to beat?
Well, because it's inconsistent with the Celtics stuff. Like, if he most people were saying...
They're being consistent. I would not... So am I. I would not have fired him. Period. If they got swept by the Celtics, I would not have fired him. I said I could maybe understand it a little bit better.
Yep.
I'm on the record before the postseason saying I would have pushed this to next year. I don't think it's fair to him in 1 year without even having the full arsenal of players that were supposed to be with this team, specifically his most important defensive player in Mitchell Robinson, out the majority of the regular season, where I was not judging him in the regular season or them in the regular season, which, by the way, they still have one of the best records in the NBA, still won 51 games, even though that wasn't, you know, still with the case of missing all those guys. I wanted to evaluate them in the postseason, and I expected to give him I would have given him another year regardless of the result to see how he could build off of this year one. Obviously, they did not. And they probably had it predetermined going into the postseason anyway. They were looking for a reason. This reeks of they were looking for a reason to move on from Tom Thibodeau.
I was actually literally just going to say that. They were looking for more reasons not to retain him rather than evidence that he should get another year. So we both agree on that. Now, if that's true, and I think it probably is, then why would that be the case? It's not a personal vendetta. They didn't suddenly say, wow, Tom Thibodeau's a rat. Tom Thibodeau's a jerk.
Him?
I just think that they came to the realization that he's limited as a coach.
Why'd they extend him?
That I can't answer. I don't know.
Well,
I can't answer that.
Who made that decision? Was that also 100% Leon Rose? So the same guy who signed a coach to a three-year extension that didn't even kick in yet, that same guy, within how many months?
Not much.
Okay, he decided to fire him. Something does not add up. And now I'm not saying that Dolan's the one who's doing it. My initial reaction was that, but it can't be the same guy, Leon Rose, is making all these basketball decisions, believed so much in Tom Thibodeau that he gave him a three-year extension, and then fires him now after getting to the Eastern Conference Final for the first time in 25 years.
Unless they were tight. Leon Rose and Tom Thibodeau, long relationship. Yeah. Unless that's his parachute. Let me hook my boy up with a guaranteed $30 million. And in the case we don't get to where we need to get, I fire him. And I don't have as much blood on my hands because I hooked him up with $30 million.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.